Can we stand by for the situation report? National preparedness level was 2, initial attack activity light with 92 fires, 2 large incidents, 3 large fires contained, 2 uncontained large fires, 10, 1 CAMC submitted, break. Okay, we're continuing with other discussion. The marine layer will remain around 10,000 to 1,500 feet deep for much of this week, with coastal clouds prevailing during the night to morning. Temperatures will continue just above seasonal averages through Wednesday, then becoming slightly below Thursday into the week. Winds will follow the seasonal pattern with onshore winds during the afternoon, evening locally strong through mountain passes and into deserts. Daytime humidity will drop 10 to 20% in the deserts, with higher humidity elsewhere and moderate to good overnight recovery region-wide. Lower humidity in the mountains Wednesday into the weekend. The marine layer will deepen late this week, extending higher humidity and lower temperatures further inland. Bad weather today is mostly clear, becoming cloudy, patchy fog after midnight. Minimum temperature 61 to 66. Max humidity 89%. Winds northwest 6 to 12 miles per hour, gusts 20 miles per hour in the evening. Break. Continuing with yesterday's predicted BIs for area 660, 665, and 696, 166, area 694, 188, 692, 31, 673, 175, 670, 32. Break. Continuing current strike team lineup for the mountaintop, primaries 317, front country 340R and 331, sand drive primary 354, secondary 350, strike team 6603 Charlie, strike team leader from the sand drive. District to send 2 engines, mountaintop and front country. Naval chief officer patrols for the SO, chief 2, battalion 62, mountaintop division 1, battalion 11 and 13, patrols 11, 12 and 16. From the front country, Division 3, patrol 31, 33. From the Sanjak, Battalion 51, patrols 51, 54. Available resources for the BEF, 17 engines, 1 water tender, 5 utilities, 2 crews, 1 lead plane, 1 air attack, 2 helicopters, Black Mountains, Morton, and Strawberry Peak lookouts, brakes.